The wait is over. Dive into Audible's most anticipated collection, The Best of 2025, featuring top audiobooks, podcasts, and originals across all genres. Our editors have carefully curated this year's must-listens, from brilliant hidden gems to the buzziest new releases. Every title in this collection has earned its spot. This is your go-to for the absolute best in 2025 audio entertainment. Whether you love thrillers, romance, or nonfiction, your next favorite listen awaits. Discover why there's more to imagine when you listen at audible.com/bestoftheyear.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Good goddamn. It's Wednesday. We're late again. Again, my fault. Major traffic. I sincerely apologize. The more I have this seat, the more incidents I'm in, the more traffic I'm in, I have inherited the curse. And I sincerely apologize. Shannon, I'm sorry. I should have told you earlier. I didn't realize I was in deadlock traffic because I was playing on my phone. But hey, we're here now. Across the table from me, two very funny people from the Super Selly Joe's podcast, one of my favorites, Alex Tomaselli. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well, buddy. Good to see you as always.
Happy holidays, sweetheart. And next to him, one of our favorites, beat me here by 30 seconds and tried to gaslight me. That she's been waiting, but Shannon was keeping me updated. I got a mole in this motherfucker. It's Allie Mae. How are you, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's great to see you.
Good to see you.
I'm fucking hurting, but I'm going to get through.
What'd you do?
No, I'm just fucking beat, man. Oh. I haven't had a day off since Skagfest.
Oh, goddamn.
But it's going to be a great day. Let's get plugs out of the way. Mr. Tomaselli, hit it.
Guys, check out my podcast, Super Selly Joe's. I do it with Joe Gorman. It's a lot of fun. And also, shout out to the Vinyl Tech alum. In the comment section, my dad used to be a teacher, and they're all like welders and electricians now, and they listen to the podcast. So
that's awesome.
They said what up in the comments, so I'm saying what's up,
boys.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, Allie. What do you want people to check out?
Drip, my show at the Stand. It's the first Wednesday of every month. That means the next one is Wednesday, December 3rd. You can use my code DRIP and save almost half off tickets. It's a fun time. I host it with Naeem Ali, and I'm Default Programmer on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Silly Sally on Instagram, too. Thank you.
So. Please check out Allie Mae's show, The Drip. Super, super funny show. She always puts together a great lineup. And if you want to see great stand-up during the week in the city, it is a sure bet. Hey, follow me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. All my tickets go up on punchup.live/ZachAmico. I am booking shows, and it's looking like Toronto happening in January, and that'll be two stand-up shows and two live spook shows at a theater. So it's something that I was supposed to do about 2 years ago, and I had to rebook it. So check it out. That's coming up. And if you love the show, and we know you do, go to gasdigital.com today. Use that promo code ZOO. You get a little bit of money off your subscription. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows. You get the live chat. And you get a bonus episode on Fridays. That's right, we do three of these a week, and the only way to get Friday is to subscribe. And hey, the Real Ass Podcast is coming back, but that don't mean we're doing any less of these. That's right. All we're right. Adding to my plate, as usually is the case. So we're going to do this show Monday, Wednesday, Friday with Real Ass Podcast Mondays at 4. So a whole new show. You're not going to miss anything. We are only adding to the lineup. Sorry, Shannon. All right, guys. let's get into it. We have another update. I spent most of Monday trying to explain the concept of Slender Man to Chloe LeBranche.
Oh.
Who looked at me like she couldn't have not gotten. Yeah.
It's like a man who's slender?
Yeah, was. She was so confused when I said creepypasta, meme, every single thing.
Chicks who killed their friend, right?
Yes.
Or stabbed. They killed her.
No, they stabbed her. She survived. She just stared at me. Like,
she's in a different tax bracket. They don't do Slender Man those parts. They don't do Slender Man.
Tell her who the Hat Man is, and it's like that without drugs.
And she didn't understand the concept. She didn't understand the idea of like an internet urban legend. She thought there was supposed to be more lore. She wanted a backstory. It was a lot.
Creepy guy in the woods.
Anyway, so one of the girls that committed the Slender Man stabbings in Wisconsin a number of years ago escaped and was recently caught. She cut her ankle bracelet off and made a run for it. She has been caught, but she has been caught with a friend who I believe was helping her. And very interesting, Shannon.
Yeah, so I'm gonna play the video first and then I'll show you some pictures.
I didn't know she was caught.
That's fine. Okay, and we got called here for a call. So, just be honest.
This is her
friend. I want to make sure that you're not missing. As long as you're not missing, you can go on your way. Are you missing from somewhere? Then just give me your name and date of birth, and you can be on your way.
Okay, I'm 19.
Huh?
I'm 19.
19?
Yeah.
That's fine. You're still an adult. So.
Yeah. So, what's your last name? No way.
I don't want to give you my name.
Okay. Well, then we're gonna arrest you and take you and ID you. We're gonna hold you and ID you.
Pause. Yeah, she really did get out of school before she learned how to lie.
Yeah.
No wonder she got caught. Jesus Christ.
I just keep looking at the person in the
Smith.
Background.
Yeah.
S-M-I-T-H. First name. Anything.
Yeah.
Not my name. Not Slender Man Killer.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jessica Not Stabby. Keep it going.
I'm waiting on the person in the background to like pull out a piece.
You don't want to obstruct an
officer. Rummaging a lot.
Give me your name and date of birth. You're not wanted for murder, right?
Right.
Well, then you ain't gonna have a problem with us. I promise you. Okay? You're making it a bigger deal than what it is.
Greece.
Greece.
It
is.
Polish.
Transgender. So get her name.
You get you with you.
Get her name. Whatever.
Were you ever issued an ID? Or anywhere? You were? Okay.
Are these the people who killed Charlie Kirk? Is this is this who we're fearing?
Sorry, I'm cold. Mine was issued out of Wisconsin.
Okay, and what's your last name?
Harrison.
Just about that.
You have a middle initial?
Ma'am,
okay, what's your date of birth?
Things are not looking good for the left.
This is, dude.
If these are our strong, this is the strongest we're putting out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, now you did something wrong because you come back no record on files, didn't it? And that means you're lying to us about your name. Okay? So, now that's obstructing. I'm going to give you one more chance before...
How has this not been memed into oblivion? Just that image right there?
Yeah.
The blue, the pink.
Just be honest.
Pause. Can we please start calling her transgender friend Slender Ma'am? It's Slender Ma'am!
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God, I really wish my brain didn't work in that way, but now I have to say,
no, it's a beautiful
we've
thing.
Named this person Slender Man.
Yeah.
Wait till you see him, by the way.
Oh, okay, is it even better?
Deal. You're making a bigger deal.
Robert, Robert,
are they doing the, like, if we close into ourselves, everyone goes away type thing?
Yes.
Please,
so,
I didn't break the law.
Can we please let her go?
So you did by lying to the officer.
And you guys are loitering.
You can lie to cops.
Which is a class A misdemeanor that's an arrestable offense. Therefore, you can be placed under arrest for that. Both of you, because you lied and you lied. Can you give me your real name?
We got this bitch here.
How bad are you?
Just one more minute of cuddling.
Okay. So it's not a big deal. What is your name? Don't make us arrest you and do all this extra stuff that we don't need to do. I know. We got way more serious things to worry about than this.
It's a fucking... there's an attempted murderer on the loose.
Yeah.
When we print you, it can
They're
take
just shuddering in the car. This is crazy.
2 days until your prints come back before we... So you'll be in our custody until we can release you. If you want to sit in the cell all day, that's fine.
And your prints might come back beforehand. So then that means that he would still stay at the station and you might get released. Might as well just avoid all of that and tell us your real names.
Look, if you want to stay in a cell for 3 days...
Well,
we'll go this route.
Going up to her thing. At this point, Tase we're just going to detain him.
Is this where they throw him on the ground?
Please let her go.
Then give him your name.
I did something wrong. She doesn't know what I did.
Okay, that's fine.
Let me talk to you over here.
Run, bitch.
I did something really wrong.
What?
478 and Cicero.
What did you do wrong?
478 Cicero.
It's not that nothing. It can't be that serious.
What is that?
This is to me. Is this just as annoying as like a BLM riot where they're screaming in faces or like?
I think I rather watch.
Yeah, I'd rather watch someone
woman with a bald head scream, "I didn't do nothing," 85 times than watch this fucking
god. This hurt.
Pathetic, shivering animal.
Yeah. Dude. This is awful. I can't. Oh god!
It's like they're interrogating a gerbil.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, lady.
This is very bad.
Move it up. Keep it going. You stink.
And what is your name? What's happening? We don't want problems with you. Okay. We just need to ID you.
I've worked with kids. This is exactly. It's like working with kids. They're like, yo, just tell me.
Not
what
a 19-year-old.
No. Who's killed someone?
No, almost killed someone.
Oh, almost. Like you think
they can't get anything done. Finish your thing.
Yeah, you think you'd have some fortitude or something. Or at least be like, fuck you, cop. I'm not telling you shit. Eat my ass. Okay. My name's fuck you.
Give him your real name. Don't tell him.
Where's this again, too? What states this take place in?
I believe it's Wisconsin.
They're gendering them pretty well for Wisconsin, I'd say. I don't know what the demographic is here, but they keep calling that the one in the blue a woman.
That. They keep calling that a woman.
I promise she did not know.
G-E-Y-S.
E-R.
And then what's your date of birth?
May 16th, 2002.
Oof. Oh, I didn't even see 9/11, dude. Doesn't get it.
Go ahead and put your hand on it.
I will let you.
You guys go in the same place, okay?
Okay. Someone who saw 9/11. Different.
Okay.
Wow.
Well.
Wow.
Let's see Slender Man. The nefarious partner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was way older than it looked.
Hold on a second.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on a second. No,
it almost looks like they're transitioning piece by piece.
Yeah. This is like Johnny Knoxville doing a sketch.
Johnny Knoxville meets Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's so funny. I think he looks like Steve-O.
Meets Steve-O.
It's a few of the Jackass guys.
Meets your mom.
A librarian.
Looks like they're doing a half and half Halloween costume.
It's crazy.
I thought they were the same age. This person's a decade at least older.
20 years older.
This is an advertisement for not freeing the titty, I think.
Like, okay, I'm aware of what I look like. I go out the house like it every day. But I don't expect anyone. That would be like if I walked in the room and wanted everybody to be like, hey, skinny. Unironically. Like, come on, what are we doing here?
Zach, pick a thing. You're looking so thin.
Yeah, pick a thing. Pick a thing.
Yeah, crazy.
Is there any other info, Shannon?
That's it right now. I'm trying to find another picture of the other person.
That's crazy. So that's this one. So that's that's them night of. Okay.
What a retarded fucking thing to do. You're on house arrest. You have a fucking ankle monitor. You cut it off. Guess what? Now you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Oh, home was bad. Get ready. You're about to get raped with a broomstick. Like, I'm sorry, but My whole life growing up, my parents would always be like, you're going to go to jail and get raped with a broomstick.
A broomstick?
Yeah, so I know that's what happens there.
Why a broomstick?
I don't know. That's just what they say.
That's what they have. Yeah. They snap it off.
Yeah. How they clean.
Yeah. A broomstick.
A broomstick. That's a woman's jail, too. So it's even, that sounds more violent.
Yeah.
That.
So is that, my question is, did they escape to be with this person? Because then that means...
Oh, was this like a Romeo and Juliet? Like the parents were like, there's no fucking way.
Well, I think it's also because they probably can't date in the fucking halfway house or whatever. And it's probably frowned upon to have
so
a...
These people are so uncreative.
So if this girl's 2002, that makes her 23?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So yes. That means this person's 43.
Nice.
It's the only other thing I have is that the other person goes by Charlie and said that they met in church, developed a strong relationship.
What?
And over time, Charlie was cleared to meet with Geyser at her group home, and the two met almost daily. Mecca, which is Charlie, her visitation rights were going to be removed, prompting Geyser to want to flee. Mecca, Charlie, was unaware of that until after the two fled. She said, I was scared.
Unaware of what?
That she wasn't supposed to see her anymore.
Oh.
She said, I was scared. I was nervous. I still chose to flee with her for my friend who I knew wasn't going to make it on her own.
It's a church with a band that allowed this. There's no way a regular...
Oh, a church with a band
yeah,
is bad.
Church with a band was like, you in the back, Charlie, you go hang out with whatever her name, the murdery chick.
Yeah, you and Stabby.
Why, yeah, orang-a-dang-dang.
Why did Charlie have their rights removed?
I would assume...
To visit.
I would assume that they fucked up. I would assume that they either brought them something they weren't supposed to bring them or pulled some type of a... Believe it or not, in my experience, sometimes, and this is not an overall assumption, nor am I trying to stereotype.
Yeah.
In my experience, and just me, sometimes... Trans people have poor
understanding,
emotional control,
okay,
and understanding of how to work a room or situation.
Yeah.
And will mimic what they think a dumb bitch would do in this situation.
Right.
Sometimes when I see what a trans woman decides is what a woman is, makes me think they didn't like women that much
100%
before they made the switch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why is every trans woman I've ever met a cunt on the internet? Other than the fact that they were like, man, I can't wait to get rid of this thing so I can just be mean to people.
Yeah, you are onto something with that. You are onto something with that.
And then I'm going to take a wild guess here and say somebody's got a touch of the tism.
I think they both might have.
Which I think there's also quite the Venn diagram.
Of
ever expanding, according to comics, too.
You are, yeah.
There's a real...
Don't get me started.
There's a real...
I agree.
You know... I can think of a certain comic of him and his girlfriend break up. He's about to start.
He misses
somebody. That's the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's next.
We're all thinking of that. I don't know.
We're all talking about the same thing here.
Shave and a haircut. New bitch.
Yeah.
The hottest young female comedian on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like maybe they probably, like, I knew a trans girl who was a very talented artist.
Yeah.
Very cool. But every time they got a job, something would happen.
Mm-hmm.
That was so fireable.
Right.
And they would be flabbergasted.
Yeah.
They would be like, I had a panic attack at work because they gave me too much paperwork. So I threw myself on the floor crying.
Yeah. Everyone saw my pussy because I was wearing a short skirt.
Yeah.
And then you're
like, pussy, I mean penis.
Yeah. And then you're like, you threw yourself. You can't say I threw myself on the floor.
Yeah.
Because that means That's not I collapsed.
Yeah.
No. You were mimicking like a
the behavior of what you think a woman does.
That's what women in 1950s movies did when they're like, oh, they would fall like all dainty.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a wild assumption. And this, again, I could be projecting my own experiences.
Yeah.
I bet somebody acted a fool in the group home.
Yeah.
Or yelled at someone for having a MAGA hat.
Yeah. It's really hard to be acting a fool in that type of situation. You know what I mean?
You have to really stand out.
Everybody is a fool in the group home.
Yeah, but the visitors.
Yeah.
I'm saying they probably broke some rules or yelled or had an outburst that made the staff feel like they were not a good addition to this person's life.
Yeah.
Now, again, this is complete conjecture. I'm completely...
I mean, a group home is a crazy place. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'll take your word for it.
I haven't been in one, but like, I had a friend who died in a group home. And they didn't know she was dead for like 3 days.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So it's like, what's that?
They thought she was asleep?
I guess so. But people came in the room, robbed her. Like a group home is like, you have to... I can't even imagine what you would be doing to flag... Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can't imagine.
I've done a lot of group homes that are for people with mentally challenged, but yeah, nothing like that. But those are pretty bad too, because...
You've been in a mentally challenged group home?
Yeah, I've worked with them, and I've also... I had friends, family members, like their moms who worked with them, and they would we'd get like dropped off there and have to like hang out for a little bit with them.
Yeah.
It was terrifying as a child, but... You learn a lot.
Learn a lot.
Yeah.
Zach, I found some more information about this trans person.
All right.
So again, that last name is Mecca, just so you know. A civil case shows a judge granted a temporary restraining order of a woman against Mecca. Court showed she claimed Mecca was sexually assaulting her child inside her home while Mecca and the adult child temporarily lived there. He's been in my house without my knowledge or permission. The woman wrote in a request for a restraining order. He's messaging me through Facebook, and I want no contact with him. He's taunting me that he has been in my house for the past week.
DMing her from the other bedroom.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's just I'm just trying to find more information
the
about.
DM is coming from inside him. The house.
That's it. That's all I found so far.
Not a great look.
Yeah.
This is how Buffalo Bill started, dude.
This has to be for regular, well-adjusted, trying to do it right trans people, the way I feel when I see fat people eating on the bus.
Yeah. It's like you're making us look really bad.
Like, guys,
right now.
You're really like, or like, if you're just a regular, like, run-of-the-mill black dude, and you see a dude with like gold teeth and angel wings tattooed on his forehead. Fuck, crip walking down the street. You're like, come on, man.
Come on.
We've come so far.
Yeah.
It's like white dudes with shorts on in like December.
I got that one,
Like, come on, dude.
Like, this specifically because one time I was on a bus and I watched a fat guy eat a cheeseburger like an otter.
Mm.
And he put it down on his belly between bites.
No.
And it mortified me so much.
Because
I would be like, man, they're going to think we all do that.
Yeah.
Only at home, man. Only at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, behind closed doors. Freaks.
It's got to suck for just your average run-of-the-mill...
Trans person.
Yeah, just trying to make it on their own.
Trying to do the right thing.
Not trying to rock the boat, just trying to live their life and be who they are.
Right.
It's got to suck because they're like, oh, no, they're crazy.
We're in the news again.
And then they're like, oh, great. Nope. Oh, no, of course they're barely doing it.
Yeah.
And then, like, well, I hope they don't fuck you.
Fuck.
Son of a bitch. It's like when you find out a mass shooter is white, a white guy. You're
every
like,
time.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
They got us again.
Yeah. They got us again.
All right. Well, God bless. Let's keep it moving. Let's lighten the mood. I wanted you guys to see this because this made me happy today.
Mm.
A man reportedly shattered a Guinness World Record today, and I want you guys to be able to watch it.
Is it farting?
Please, no.
Shannon?
Yep, sorry, one second. one second.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
we go.
It. Yes, dude, yes. I get something right on every podcast. This is crazy. Translate, Jorge, translate. Yeah. Oh my. Ay, Dios mío. Grande es parte.
This is a health concern. This is not a record.
It's still going, man. Is that what they're saying? Jorge, let's go. Speak it. Tell us what they're saying.
No pare, está rompiendo el récord Guinness. No pare.
Ay. Impressive. How old's this guy?
Shannon, if you could look it up.
That haircut's throwing me off.
Yeah, the Edgar. Impressive.
Yeah.
How many times has he tried this and accidentally shit?
Imagine being his girlfriend.
No.
He's like, wait, babe, I think I got it this time.
He's doing the fart thing again. All right. You guys don't get it.
So my guess is that's not a continuous fart.
It's like jutted out.
I think he's
opening his asshole and collecting more air.
Oh. You think he's cheating?
I don't think he's cheating. I think he's working the system.
You think he's got like a vortex going on?
It's like when an opera singer can sustain a note.
Oh.
Without breaking the note.
A singer sings two notes at once.
Yeah.
You're like, how the hell are they doing that?
Yes. I just watched a video of that. That was
me
crazy.
Me too. Yeah. Nuts.
Yeah, I didn't even know that could happen.
Dude, it's really wild. Shannon, can you look that up? There's a lady who's very famous for it.
So this guy's got multiple chambers blasting off at once, but they're going different ways.
I think he's reloading as he's finishing.
Right. Right.
And it's an unbroken, like, I feel like there's probably a pause we don't notice.
It's like a video game reload where you're shooting and then click, click, click.
There's a little bit
of
smoke
that.
And mirrors going on here.
Literally. Yes. More
it's
smoke.
Like when I purposely pee during sex just to make them think.
Oh, my God.
She's kidding.
That's what I wanted in the first place. I was like, nuts? Just pee on me. Hey, we didn't have to fuck if you were going to pee on me in the first place. I'm just letting you know.
I was just here for pee.
You could have saved yourself a lot of fucking embarrassment. You could have saved yourself a fucking body. Shannon, yeah, we have any info?
Yeah, so first of all, when I was searching the longest fart, I don't know that that 40-second one is real. Not that it's not real, but that it's the longest one, because it says some sources state Bernard Clemens holds the record at 2 minutes and 42 seconds.
That's crazy.
That guy was just 40 seconds, and so this guy...
2 minutes and 42.
This guy, his name, it says, is known as Igwe of Africa.
Okay.
And so now I'm trying to find out his... No, that's a different person.
I just want to point out to the viewers that if you rewind to when Shannon said...
What's the Latin root for of Africa?
When Shannon said, I was researching the world's longest fart, you saw her die a little. Like, in her eyes. If you rewind, she's like, fart. And when she says fart, look at it.
There's a moment where Shannon goes, oh, God, we're adding another one.
So it says right now the official status is neither of these claims have definitively been confirmed by Guinness World
Records.
Because
Guinness probably doesn't send somebody out
for that. Yeah.
Okay. And
that's
then
the harassment.
And then the other thing you were talking about was a person singing two notes at once.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So this person claims they're doing it. So we'll do it here. And then I have another video of someone saying you can't do it.
Just turning Chinese.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. That's wild, dude. She's kind of cute.
Shannon. And then somebody said that's impossible.
Yeah, one second. So this person says you can't sing two notes at once. Oh, wait, maybe that's just the name of the song.
Oh, it's the song? Can't sing two notes at the same time. Watch, Shannon didn't watch the video first. We're asking too much of her to do it once by herself. She is swamped and probably...
Oh, he's not in there. Okay, cool.
Do you wanna, I can just try from here.
We're working too hard. Shannon works too hard, and we're keeping making a look-up shit.
So here, at this point here, they bring up this little scale thingy, so let's try this here. Maybe that was her attempt and she can't do it.
Yep. No, stop. What is I like, go back to the white chick, yeah. Shannon. Yeah. Back to the white chick.
Yeah.
What is that?
Sorry. Jesus Christ. Poor woman. She tried, but I'm telling you, that lady could do that.
Yeah, that's.
I looked up the world record for staples.
Oh, no. 5,000?
Are you going to try to beat it?
I thought about it, but I don't. So
thousands, right?
The person who claims to have, there's two people that claim to have it, and I know one of them. And I saw him at the gathering. Is my friend Bazoo the Clown.
Okay.
Shannon, if you want to look him up, I believe it's B-A-Z-O-O or O-U.
Yeah, I found it. And I found the number.
It's 350-something?
Oh, I have 738.
Oh, is that his? One said three-something, and then, yeah, 738 was his.
How close are they in succession? Or, you know, whatever. Did I use that word right? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, 738. But the Guinness won't give him a title because they say they don't do anything involving bodily harm. Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So, while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. Yeah, 738 is too much.
That's too many staples?
Yeah, I thought about it. I was thinking if I had four people going, I could probably, I think I might go into shock.
Four people stapling you?
Yeah, at the same time.
Dude. That'd be awful.
What if you were like on drugs? You know what
I mean?
That
doesn't count.
No. Oh, you have to do it sober.
In my head, yeah, it doesn't count.
Word.
Yeah, no, I think if you take. Purist. I've never even used numbing cream when I got a tattoo.
Well, yeah.
Some people do. Some people use a lot.
Those people are bitches.
Some people have no tattoos.
Well, that's different. That's fine. I'm saying. Some people use a lot of numbing cream, and I've never tried. To be honest, I kind of want to try it.
Really?
Yeah, I also think it definitely doesn't count. I hate when people are getting themselves put to sleep.
They're doing that?
Yeah, there's rappers when they get like giant back pieces.
No way.
They get put to sleep.
That's crazy.
And they have like four artists working on them at once.
That's crazy.
God damn.
Yeah, so I
do not understand.
I don't think it counts. No. You didn't earn it.
Yeah.
You didn't earn it.
You got to sit there and watch Cheers in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to listen to whatever bad band the tattoo artist puts on.
This is my cousin.
Yeah.
It's always.
How can you convince us that you're a gangbanger? You couldn't even sit through your fucking tattoo.
That's what I think.
How can you?
And I don't even have any of that or that bad, but like I have enough that I think my tummy.
Do you have any
one,
like really big pieces?
In my belly.
Let's see. Okay. How long did that take?
4.5 hours?
Ah, damn.
Okay.
All one shot.
One shot.
By the end, that one really hurt.
Really?
Yeah. Shannon, do you have any footage? Can you find any footage of Bazoo? He's really cool. He's a really nice guy. I did shows with him years ago.
I want to know if you got him like all on the back, along the arms. That's in the chest.
I would assume he had to spread them out a little.
Yeah. Well, I guess. They had. I
saw Bazoo years ago. He did. I've talked about him before. He's a contortionist too, and he did the thing where people go through a tennis racket.
Never
he put
that.
His body through a tennis racket,
like okay. He it was it a big tennis racket or did
no
smashed it over his head?
No, we'll, no, it's got no strings in it. There we go.
What? Oh, I could do this.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, the world famous wrestler.
That's Cody, yeah.
T-Pain, Rashida. Wait, what's her name?
I think this is the show Bert hosted.
Rashida.
This is about to happen. I saw him do this completely naked.
Yeah, this is Bert's show.
What's her name?
Does it have barbed wire on it?
Mm-hmm.
The girl from Kids. Is that her? Oh, this is Bert. There he is.
So I previously said I'd be able to do this. If it had barbed wire, I would not.
Okay.
My butt cheeks are tingling.
Solid.
There's gotta be a better way to do this.
Okay. Just.
Please say it's stuck. Rip him off.
Rip the band-aid off, man.
Okay.
Okay.
We're all safe.
Test you out.
That's Pazoo.
Right
there, please.
The girl from Kids. Oh, the girl from Kids didn't even blink.
A little bit differently. Okay.
Bazoo, what are you gonna do?
Rosario Dawson. I got it, audience.
Oh, Bazoo.
You didn't have to do this on live TV. Oh, that got her.
Oh, is this going on his penis? No way.
I don't know what's about to happen.
No.
God.
You don't have to.
This isn't for me, Zach.
This is, kids are watching.
You like this? Up to the black eye. Oh, hell no.
Oh.
This man done fucked up his nuts.
Uh-uh.
What do you think about that? Rosario Dawson from Kids in Sin City.
The black guy takes a sip.
Hell yeah, Mizzou.
The black guy's like, I ain't all with that it. Gay shit, bro. Look at that. I ain't with that gay shit. The fuck? T-Pain's cool, though. He's in entertainment, Cody, so, you know, he's seen a lot of gay shit.
Cody loved it. Cody was all about it.
Did he get up and move?
I can't understand people who put things, drag in their private parts.
Haven't you done this? Something
yeah, I like did that? The lantern. I've done an iron.
What?
I've done a six-pack.
Why?
How long does it take to heal? Like, what? You know what I mean? Have you ever had any complications?
When I first got it pierced, they said it was like it takes a few weeks.
Well, after like hanging stuff off.
Oh,
it.
No, that's you gotta just do it slow.
How?
I mean, first of all, you gotta get a thicker gauge, or else it's just gonna rip through.
How much? How much damage can a penis take like that?
I know there was a guy. I think it's the Enigma. He used to tour with Jim Rose Sideshow Circus. He used to open up for Nine Inch Nails and Manson, and he would lift stuff with his dick. And he tore his dick in half.
Oh, gee.
No.
And he has a forked dick now.
No. Okay, all right,
oh,
whatever.
Like when people do a split tongue?
Yeah, it split the head
oh,
in
come
half.
Come on, she's no.
Got, well, that might be onto something. Right?
I don't know. There's a lot of blood. That's fucked up, dude.
I mean, it's fucked up, but when it heals, you might, like.
Does it make it that much of a.
I don't know.
Some Hellraiser shit right
what
there.
What if he had a skinny dick before? Now it's a little.
Oh, you're saying
girthier.
A little bigger?
Yeah.
Oh. Just at the head. The scar tissue could make it girthier. Interesting.
You can make a lot of money on OnlyFans.
Yeah, probably. But your dick probably looks like the thing from Stranger Things.
Yeah. I don't want to see it, but somebody might.
I...
you know?
I'm just curious. I want to see the...
Oh, I just read about it.
Damn, dog, you getting hard?
I just want to see it. You know
I just
what I mean?
Really want to see this guy's dick.
Oh, hey, Ralph.
Well, right. I just want to see if it goes back after. If it,
all right.
Whatever,
well,
dude.
We got another story here. We got two gross things. So let's do the one that's more gross to us in our life at the moment.
In another life, it would be okay.
50% of all ice samples from fast food restaurants contain fecal bacteria.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
I believe it. I believe it.
Shannon, tell us about this fecal bacteria.
How?
Okay, so this particular study was done amongst 30 fast food restaurants in the UK, including McDonald's, Burger King, and KFC. More than half of the samples were said to contain fecal bacteria, and some allegedly showed notable levels. Experts claim this type of contamination may occur when, obviously, employees handle the ice with dirty hands. And similar issues have been reported in the United States in the same chains.
Yuck.
Also, like molds and debris. I mean, I'm sure you've seen before, Allie, like the ice bins.
I worked at McDonald's, Shannon. Yes. Good call. I've seen it all.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wretch.
Is the ice awful?
Everything is awful. Nobody should eat at McDonald's. I used to hand the food through the window and be like, I wouldn't eat it. It was so disgusting.
What's some of the worst stuff you've seen?
There was an older lady that I worked with that would do the ice cream and it would for the cone and it would be dripping down her fingers and she would lick it and hand it off. Like with her back turned to the person, just give it a little lick and hand it off. I saw that same person fucking all this nasty sludge, so fucking gross. She wiped it on the underside of a piece of cheese, then put the cheese down and wrapped up the sandwich.
Oh, God.
Like, so fucking disgusting.
Gross.
So fucking disgusting.
Wow.
Oh, one time they were like, first off, I tried to quit this job like so many times. And they were like, you can't quit. Like, you're the only person that cleans. And I was like, oh, okay. So, and I was like a teenager. So I just kept working there. But every time I tried to quit, they would like not let me quit. And one time they were like, oh, Allie, you have to clean the bathroom. So I went into the bathroom and someone had taken a shit in the bathroom, like not in the toilet. And I was like, I'm not cleaning that up. And they were like, it's part of your job. And I was like, no, that was not in the job description. I'm not doing that. And so finally they had someone else clean it up. They mopped up the shit with a mop. And then you would think they would throw the mop head in the garbage, but instead
they cleaned the floor with it.
They ran it. They just ran it underwater and then also mopped the children's place with it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. So honestly, yeah, McDonald's is so fucking foul. All the fast food is so foul. We shouldn't.
KFC especially.
Oh, I would imagine. KFC smells like a wet dog to me.
The one near the murder.
No, I was saying because you said it was foul.
Good. Yeah.
Get it? You get it?
Yeah.
That's Zach Mika. That's Zoomer.
You're on
Zoomer.
Fire.
That's that Zoomer that we all tune in for.
Yeah.
That's why I make the big bucks here at Gas Digital.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I can see it being pretty bad.
It's disgusting.
My friend worked at Taco Bell and had some horror stories.
Yeah. I know.
I like McDonald's too, but you've made me wean off it for at least another 2 weeks.
He said the meat at Taco Bell when he worked there came as a liquid.
Ew.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Come on.
Which I don't understand.
Yeah.
I can understand it. There's some sort of science, and then you throw it on a grill or something, it starts becoming solids.
Yeah. And then when I found out what Wendy's chili is, it made me so sad.
What is it?
What's that?
Yesterday's burgers.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. It's like a crouton is just stale bread.
I just watched a video of a guy online buy like 3 buckets of KFC chili and put it in a crock pot and enter it in a chili contest and win.
Wow.
No way.
That's so funny.
And his wife like made chili all day and was furious.
Oh my God.
God damn. That's
and then funny. He says at the end of the competition, just so you guys know, this was Wendy's chili.
Yeah.
Wendy's.
After he won, and did they strip him of his title?
I believe so.
Okay.
I just bought cans of wolf chili because I want to make Peggy Hill's Frito pie.
I'm not familiar with it. I'm not a king of the hill like that.
Do you know what Frito pie is?
No.
Shannon.
I'm assuming it's Fritos and pie?
No.
Shannon, can you specifically look up Peggy Hill's Frito pie?
Are you saying Frita? Or
Frito.
Frito. Like the chip?
Like the chip.
Yeah.
That's a crunchy pie right there.
Dude, Frito pie rule. When you get, if you go down south to a soul food place, a little Frito pie will set you right.
Okay, so it's, do you want me to give you like the ingredients?
I think there should probably just be a YouTube. I think Binging with Babish did it.
Who?
Binging with Babish.
Okay.
Chan and I's internet are very different. To me, Binging with Babish is like a huge celebrity. He's the guy that recreates all the movie and TV foods, Chan. We watched him do the breakfast from Twister.
Oh, okay. I remember that one.
That is a pretty
never
impressive
heard of this guy.
Breakfast.
I have a much fatter YouTube algorithm than you.
Yeah. Does he do the Pulp Fiction burgers?
I think he does. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I was about to say it.
Okay, I found the King of the Hill special.
Uh-huh. I just ordered this chili so I can make it.
Wolf chili.
Trying to see where you want me to start here.
No, I think that's fine.
She said, I made it just the way you like, a.k.a. with Hank's favorite cheese. But then again, Peggy is incredibly stubborn and stuck in her ways. In the end, I got to go yellow American. It's what I think she would use. Do I recommend?
Oh, okay.
No, I would use cheddar or pepper jack. Anywho, we were starting
so there's
by
chili
in half of our chili mm-hmm. in the bottom.
I think
of
I have had
plate,
a little
followed
of this.
By
never
half
much.
Of our Fritos, this followed is by half familiar. Of our cheese, five slices. This is going to give the Fritos some degree of protection against the final layer of chili. During what would seem to be a pretty unnecessary stint.
Damn, bro.
375 for 20 minutes, according to every recipe I could find. 20 minutes later, and it emerges looking darker. And at this point, we are applying one final layer of cheese. And
this doesn't look like a great day.
In the oven for
oh man,
five
dude!
Just to get everything all
Shannon is horrified.
No. Actually, I feel. I think I may have made a version of this at some point in my life.
It's kind of just dip, chip, and dip.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
In a chips and artisanal in a bowl together.
It's good, but I would like one more layer of cheese on top.
I don't hate that either.
Not opposed to that at all.
Being really gluey and dry and
gross. Not
big
so enough.
Bring it to your next potluck, but do yourself a favor and use cheddar. Next up,
right, yeah, I was gonna say I would probably not use American cheese. I would use like shredded cheddar.
Yeah, shredded cheddar goes hard.
And then maybe like chili rellenos.
You live in Bushwick, you said?
Yeah.
You could take the L train down to Williamsburg, go to the Levee. They have Frito pie.
The Levee?
Yeah.
I'll add it to the list. Dude.
Yeah.
I feel like it could use maybe some jalapenos. Some chili relleno.
Mm-hmm.
Something resembling a vegetable.
Yeah.
Might go a long way
wow.
with that.
No, I would not have pegged you for someone who would be like, more vegetables, please.
okay. Legitimately, one of my favorite things is broccoli.
Yes.
Really?
Love broccoli.
No
we're
way.
Both broccoli, but we've had this conversation.
We're broccoli boys.
Are you going to bring up my infamous broccoli incident?
It's fine. It's not a big deal.
What happened? What happened?
I brought broccoli on the road, but I ate it cold or something.
Okay.
I don't know. You explain it better. I didn't think this was weird.
It's not weird.
Okay.
It's just...
I was being healthy.
Yeah, it's just... something. So Alex and I go on the road together. And I offered to buy him breakfast. And he's like, no, I have something in the car. And he just had stinky ass old broccoli.
Yeah.
I made it that day.
But it was like steamed.
Stuffed
so
in
it's.
Tupperware.
And didn't you also have something with hot dogs in it?
The little mini hot dogs, probably, yeah.
He had mini hot dogs and broccoli. And he just opens it. I was like, we were driving to Maine.
Yeah.
So he just opens up these Tupperwares like in the first 20 minutes of the ride.
Incredible. You're a freak.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's not weird. Those are perfectly cromulent things to eat.
It's giving Gianmarco Cerezi vibes.
Oh, no.
Your boy got in my car with, like, I'm not kidding, three different meals, and it was all, like, fucking lima beans.
All right, it's not that bad, but still.
One time I was in a dressing room.
My bad.
I was in a green room with Shang Wang.
Sounds made up. I know he's the real.
He's funny.
And he just started taking already peeled hard-boiled eggs out of his backpack.
No,
it's very
illegal.
Asian.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
That should be illegal. Call the cops.
Very Asian.
And he goes, oh, I went to my mother's house today, and she gave me some.
Ew.
So they've just been in your backpack.
No.
All day. And he's like, yeah, and he's just eating these smelly eggs.
That's
and I was
a
like,
common thing on
I was
the
like,
subway.
You are the most Chinese man.
Yeah.
That's so disgusting.
Right on earth right now.
I've seen that on the subway a lot.
Report directly to jail.
The only way to be more Chinese than that would be to be gambling while squatting and smoking a cigarette.
On a
milk crate.
Yeah.
Not sitting on a milk
crate.
They love
to do that. They love
squatting on a milk crate like a bird.
Shouting while he does it, too.
Yeah.
Shouting.
Good,
and
bad,
smoking,
doesn't matter.
Smoking and gambling.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I like whatever. I like broccoli.
I'm not judging. But, yeah, no, I think most underrated pizza is white pizza with broccoli.
Okay. It's pretty good. Do you like broccoli Rob?
Yes, I do.
I don't like broccoli Rob. I didn't like
it. I'm going to a very Italian Thanksgiving.
Lucky.
Yeah. And I'm so excited for the broccoli Rob. That's my favorite part.
Are you doing lasagna?
I don't know if they'll do. I've been there many times. I can't remember if they do lasagna. I don't even go for it because there's so much good shit. Why am I going to?
Okay, well, so I asked some of our guests this before, and this is our pre-Thanksgiving episode. What time does Thanksgiving start in your growing up? What time did people come over, and what time was the food?
They'd come over anywhere from like 11 to 1, and then food was at 4. Usually,
okay.
Usually, yeah.
My family has never once hosted a... I guess my dad started having Thanksgiving at some point, but I don't know what time anything starts. I wake up, food's
I mean,
happening.
That's probably for the best. Your dad's terrible at hosting. His meal's gone like a half an hour longer than it should. Let's get to dessert already, mister. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I had to bust balls a little on
you
that one.
You gotta bust some balls.
I feel like I beat I'm the 2 o'clock. My family was fucking people over at 1, meal on the table. Like, we're moving at 2. My Cuban grandpa would show up like with a bib and a knife and a fork.
In my dream world, food would be ready to be eaten around like 1 or 2, and we would leave it out all day and just eat all day long.
Well, yeah. I would love that too.
Right?
Well, so now if we're getting technical, it's like when we show up, there's hors d'oeuvres.
Yes.
And then around 2-ish, like lasagna, meatballs, the
oh,
pasta.
Oh, that's what I want.
That's what I mean. And then later,
the turkey,
between 4 and 5, that time is when the turkey gets out. And then you're right, in between that, it's all left out, so you just pick at it.
Yeah, I don't like when you go to a Thanksgiving and the food gets cleared, fast.
Yeah,
not fast, but, and then they're like, okay, dessert time. All right, now get the fuck out of my house.
I am a big proponent of the turkey sandwich, the 9 o'clock movie and a turkey sandwich, which is, in fact, because I'm staying home this year because I'm a busy boy. Also, I had to record all day and I did not want to go to Grand Central tonight.
If I had to guess what you're going to eat for Thanksgiving dinner, I'm going with Wawa Gobbler.
I don't think there's a Wawa that I can get to.
Okay.
But there is a similar
sandwich
at a place by me.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to order it tonight in case they're closed tomorrow.
For tomorrow. Smart. Got it. Smart.
And then I think I'm going to order mozzarella and tomatoes and peppers and olives and shit and make myself a little Italian charcuterie.
Okay. Very nice.
I'm writing on something right now, and I have to have a meeting tonight and a meeting Friday, so I couldn't go to my wife's family's house.
Yeah.
I feel very bad.
Sounds like your Thursday was wide open, but what do I know?
They live in Poughkeepsie.
I have something Wednesday, I have something Friday.
Well, they live in Poughkeepsie, and I'm not going.
I'm just kidding.
I don't think I could get there tomorrow with the parade.
What parade?
The Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, the giant.
The giant parade that goes through New York City every Thanksgiving. Are you serious?
It's world famous.
I forgot about the parade, but also you live not in New York City.
I live in Bay Ridge.
Oh.
Well, not the city, Allie?
I don't know where Bay Ridge is.
Brooklyn.
That's Brooklyn. Yeah.
Okay.
So I couldn't how the fuck am I getting to Grand Central?
For some reason, I thought you lived in Jersey City. I don't know why.
I
thought you lived.
Like, I don't even know how I would get to Grand Central to go to Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
If with the parade, so.
Okay, fair enough.
And then I would have to get up. I would have to wake everybody up at like 6 in the morning on Friday.
Yeah.
So that somebody could drive me to the train, because they live like an hour from the train
station. Maybe you can join the parade.
Sure, as a float. Yeah. Thank you.
String you up.
Let's look.
Wait.
Do we have any new floats this year, Shannon? I think they have a couple.
The giant Labubu, I think.
Let's check it out.
I think so. A giant Charlie Kirk.
There's 7 new floats.
Let's see him.
He's on my mind. I don't know why.
There's a big hole.
His teeth just shooting around.
Can I tell you them first and then I'll find pictures?
Of course.
Okay. So first one is Bricktastic Water Mountain by Lego.
Don't care.
Friendsgiving in Pop City by Pop Mart. I don't know what
are
that
these
is.
Floats or balloons?
7 new floats, it says.
Okay.
That's what you're interested in. Okay. What do I write for balloons? Do I just write balloons? Balloon floats?
Yeah.
I bet just
giant.
Yeah. Parade balloons.
Okay. Got it. So let's see. Buzz Lightyear.
Okay.
Toy Story.
Classic.
Derpy Tiger from K-pop Demon Hunters.
Derpy Tiger?
The retard tiger from that new kid show.
Yeah.
And then Mario from Nintendo.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Okay.
Pretty sweet.
My boy.
We should crash the Thanksgiving.
I would never want to do that.
With a giant inflatable of you.
Can't it just be me? Can't you guys just...
We'll make it happen.
Yeah, dude. Just tie strings to me.
Staples through your nipples, through your dick.
I would hate... I can't imagine... It's one of those things like the New Year's Day.
Is there a parade for New Year's Day?
No, but it's like going to New Year's Eve in Manhattan. Like, Manhattan. Like,
fuck,
I can't
that.
Imagine wanting to stand... Like,
no.
For the Thanksgiving parade, I would pay not to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
It really
horrendous.
It really shows you like how retarded people are. Do you know
what
I mean?
Could be the fun in that?
None whatsoever.
It's cold. It's loud. It's crowded as fuck.
There have to be some people that strap on a diaper to do that.
They
right?
do.
They're like, I don't want to lose my place.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that, dude.
Insane.
I never got why people would want to be in Times Square for New Year's
Eve. I never want to be part of a herd because I'm not.
I got out of one and I'm never going back.
I'm not a piece of cattle.
Yeah, I hate that idea.
Yeah, horrible.
Imagine not be like, I don't even like, at my age, I don't like being at fucking concerts where I can't walk around.
Yeah, you ever been smushed like at a concert, you can't move? It's terrifying. I'm not doing that. I'm not dying in Times Square. I'll tell
you it just sounds awful.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right, what else we got today? Here we go. Texas man in diaper arrested after yelling goo goo gaga at women and asking them to change him.
Hey. What's the crime?
Unfortunately, I'll tell you the crime, but unfortunately the pictures are not of him in his diaper, which really bums me out, but here's his face.
Oh, good.
All right. Yeah, stereotype.
And they charged him with disorderly conduct and harassment.
That's someone's fair. Been a bad baby. Yeah. He's like,
that's tough because if that guy had a little bit of money, he could really just hire.
What's crazy about it is if he had like a little camera and a ring light, people would just be like, he's doing his content.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have all that. So they were like, he's a sex offender.
I'm sure. If he really wanted to put away money and get a chick to do it, I bet part of his thing is the, like, disgusting them.
Well, yeah.
The voyeurism thing.
Yeah.
So it's probably, the bothering people that gets his dick hard more than the baby thing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there a cheese masturbator in Philly? Shannon, could you look? I'm pretty sure there was a guy, and I want to say it's the Philly area, who was, like, out for a while and he would pull up to women and open his car door and he would be jerking off with cheese.
Oh, god damn.
Was he putting his dick through like Swiss cheese holes?
It's Philly's Swiss cheese masturbator. It was Swiss cheese.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Do we have him?
So it says he displays a piece of Swiss cheese and offers to pay the women to put the cheese on his penis and perform sexual acts on him using it.
Do we have his photo?
Hold on. Hold on one sec.
People are so creative about being disgusting.
It's just a picture. Yeah.
That's just Philly too, right there. Like they take it goes up another notch every time. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit. Philly cheesesteak. Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, like you know this. What? That one clocks.
His eyes are going crazy on the right.
Yeah.
He's all cheesed up.
Yeah, he's cheesed up.
He's all shattered up, baby.
Yeah.
He's bricked up.
His eyes are even yellow, too, you can see.
Yeah, that's a cheesy masturbator.
It's like in porn when a girl's giving a blowjob, she goes cross-eyed. That's what he was doing.
You just see the smell.
Yeah.
Lines with the finger that beckons you, and he floats. But it tickles his dick.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, before we get out of here, man cosplayed his dead mother in real life Mrs. Doubtfire pension scam. I just watched Mrs. Doubtfire yesterday on the TV here. And John, who works here, had never seen it, and that shocked me.
That's insane.
First 40 minutes of that movie
That's
are
insane.
Not funny at
Sean
all.
Sean had a bad childhood if he never saw Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah.
First 40 minutes or so, I was watching that like, when's the funny stuff happen? This is just a man getting brutalized by his ex-wife who's like, I don't want you to see your kids.
You know, it's so funny. I feel that way about Hook.
I never saw
Hook. Is such a sad, boring movie when you watch it. I remember as a kid it being all Peter Pan shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I watch it now. I'm like, this is mostly him as a sad grown up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that true? Because I don't remember either of these movies being sad. I'm like, these were great.
Miss Doubtfire, the first 40 minutes is just him being like, I just want to see my kids.
It's
and she's
just
like, no.
Him just being fun and Sally is Sally
Fields.
Sally
is
Fields.
Fields. What a,
just
is it Sally Fields?
Being mean. And then she leaves him for Pierce Brosnan. And you're like,
well,
yeah. Come
Pierce,
on, dude.
Pierce Brosnan,
yeah.
Dude.
And this is like shredded abs.
Golden eye, Pierce Brosnan.
He is fucking, he's got a fucking mankini on, and he has got abs for days with a happy trail.
The great accent, like just.
Yeah. And then Robin Williams just tries to kill him.
Yep. He does.
Just straight up attempted murder.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
And then.
He's fighting for what he wants.
And I guess it is a tough sell. In this day and age, because the sun catches him pissing, standing up. He's a he. Yeah, look at that.
That's a normal child response, by the way. That's
yeah.
God damn, dude. I'll one day look like that.
That's what you're going to look like when you grow up?
Yeah, dude.
To be honest
God
with
damn,
you,
I
if I was
life.
A woman and I was choosing between Robin Williams and this guy, I would choose Robin Williams.
That's because you're fucked in the head, Allie.
Oh.
Really? After he invited a whole petting zoo into your children's house?
Yeah.
And was jumping on the furniture to jump around?
Okay. I like how ridiculous a petting zoo is, but you're right. I'm not really a big animals person.
Yeah, he's he's up to no good. He's really irresponsible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's just sad.
Mm.
And then he's a woman.
Then he's trans, dude.
Yeah,
that's fine
this
with me.
Sounds like people I've dated. Honestly.
Oh, hello, dearie. Let me sneak out of your group home. All right,
damn.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to today's. Actually, let's do the story.
Which one?
The pension scam.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We didn't even.
So this guy's mom passed away. They believe of natural causes. They don't think that he killed her. This is what the mom looks like. After she died, he went to the pension office to continue to collect her pension for years. And this is what he looked like.
Oh,
what not bad.
Yeah,
not bad at all.
He didn't
all.
Get her neck.
So did
you know
he?
I mean?
Did she die? Did he had just have her body in the house?
Yes.
Shit.
She was mummified when they found her. She would just like decomposing.
If it was the father, would he have been datified?
I hate it. So, but he did get away for it. Get away with it for years. He collected over $61,000 a year, and then eventually someone found it a little bit. Something I don't know. Something struck someone as weird, and so they asked him to come into the back to go over some paperwork. They double checked his identification, and the cops came in, and then that's when they busted him.
Yeah.
Dude, that's got to be a bad day.
That's got to be a bad
day. Especially for 3 years.
Cop comes in.
For 3 years, you've been walking into the pension office going, dude, looks like a lady. These dummies. And he's going, ma, I got another check. Hanging up another air freshener. Oh, very good, son.
Yeah.
I think that's probably on the pension people, too, though.
Yeah. They're not looking hard enough. I'm telling you.
I mean,
you,
in this day and age, it's a dangerous thing to try to, you don't look enough like a lady or whatever.
I guess if it's
you
a new
I mean?
Person, maybe.
Plus, I think as like men and women each get older, like men start to lose their masculinity.
Men soften.
Women start to become more masculine.
Yeah, no, I've met Italians
too. A little
too.
Bit of a mustache.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A thick, wiry hair growing through the mole.
We call those granny hairs in my house.
Yeah.
If you have one long one,
yeah.
We call that a granny hair.
Yeah.
My grandma gets those.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I can see it then.
You know?
That's got to be tough. Like, man, we need to see some ID. He should have just had his mother's ID.
Mm.
Should have had the mother's ID. Would have been super simple. He didn't have it.
I wonder how bad that stinks for the
first
few
months.
They
probably tried to finger.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
then
yeah.
Then was like, what? You have a penis.
This is a hilarious comedy. By the way, this is just a 90s comedy.
Yeah.
Don't tell the government my mother's dead.
Yeah. The Christina Applegate returns.
I respect this guy. I love a good scam.
I'm fine with it. I think if he pulled it off, he pulled it off.
He made 100 and however many times 6 times 3 is $1,880-something thousand.
I thought it was $61,000, Shannon.
That's good.
Well,
way.
I can't do 61,000
a year.
Three.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, so six. Yeah, so that's $183,000.
Trying to embarrass me? I can't do that kind of math.
It's not that bad. Don't worry about it. We weren't going. We got it. 183. There we go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been the Morning Zoo. I am your host, Zach. My guests were Allie Mae and Alex Tomaselli. Please support them. Go see their comedy. Go see The Drip at The Stand.
Yes.
And start next week. Real Ass Podcast, 4 p.m. on Mondays. Bye. Yay.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.